The next king in the story is King Herod the Great. He's a client king of Rome. That means he's king as long as he stays friends with Caesar. And Herod has been described as a famous, dangerous, brilliant, paranoid, successful, cruel, lucky, and long-living king. He liked to show himself as ostensibly very religious. He rebuilt the temple at enormous expense. But ultimately, he's not interested in God at all. He's only interested in himself. And he was greatly afraid that someone would take his life and his throne. And when he hears of a potential royal claimant, he's determined to wipe him out, as he did many times within his own family. He even uses the scriptures to help him to do it. And you have to realize the horror with which Matthew views his action. It means Herod puts his own throne and dominion knowingly above God's plan and God's will. He will not bow down in submission to heaven's king. Herod shows us that it's not enough to identify yourself with God's people. It's not enough even to use your money and effort to build God's house and enable others to worship. It's not enough even to know about God's plan in the Bible. Each one of us is challenged again and again in Holy Scripture. Choose this day whom you will serve. Offer yourselves to God. And the challenge comes to us not just once, but every day. For whom will we live? For ourselves or for God? It's not enough to say that we made a commitment long ago, or that we're in with the bricks at the church. It's going to involve more than outward actions. More, but not less. Are you living for God today, or merely for yourself?